listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, 26-year-old Turkish-American activist Ayşenur Ezgi Ege was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier during a protest against illegal Israeli settlements near the city of Nablus. Nablus governor Hassan Dahlas told Al Jazeera that an autopsy confirmed Ege was killed by a sniper bullet to the head. She died at a Nablus hospital due to her wounds. Dahlas also said that an official ceremony will be held in Nablus to commemorate Ege after her body is given to her family. Israeli forces said that its soldiers had discharged their firearms at a protester who was throwing rocks at them, and that they are currently probing into the killing of a foreign national. However, Ege's family called on the U.S. to conduct an independent investigation into her murder, saying that an Israeli inquiry is not enough. On Saturday, Israeli raids killed at least 61 Palestinians in Gaza. 3 women and 2 children were killed in the east of the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza due to Israeli shelling. Another Israeli airstrike targeted a school-turned-shelter for displaced Palestinians and killed at least 3 people in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said that the strike targeted Hamas members who were operating inside the school. In the last few months, Israel struck several schools in which displaced Palestinians were sheltering and claimed that their targets were Hamas fighters who had been hiding inside. According to the health ministry in Gaza, almost 41,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel since October 7th, most of whom are women and children. On Sunday, 18 people in central Syria were killed by Israeli missiles and nearly 40 were injured. A military source told the Syrian Arab news agency that the attack came from northwestern Lebanese airspace and targeted several military sites. The source also stated that the Syrian air defense system intercepted some of the missiles. 2 regional intelligence sources said that one of the sites that were struck was a military research center for chemical arms production located near the city of Masyaf. The Minister of Electricity, Mohammed Al-Zamel, said that the strike caused serious damage to water and electricity infrastructure and that most of the victims and wounded were civilians. Local news outlets also reported damage around the coastal city of Tartus. The Israeli military did not comment on its attacks at time of recording. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO.
Hey, how's it going? We're in the studio, live. I'm Josh.
And I'm Owen.
Yeah. How's it going today, Owen?
It's going pretty good. We're kicking it off with a song I've come to love called Love Stepping Out. The song always has me feeling good.
this is feeling very, very mellow right now. I'm liking it.
This song's by Disco Inferno, and I've been listening to it all week. Wanted to kick it off today with this track.
Yeah, we got a good show planned. Yeah, big things coming. Also, I don't know if you want to talk about this now, but potential
sure.
Interview with Chanel Beads.
Yeah, next week we're going to be playing a interview discussion with Chanel Beads and playing some tracks that they'll be picking out. And yeah, we'll just be having a chat, listening to some songs. They're coming here Saturday night to play a show at Esco with Can't Believe and Cassie Crutt. Show's almost sold out. It's going to be great. Their new record's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing this interview and playing some tracks that they've handpicked for CJLO.
Yeah, me too. I'm really looking forward to that. Anyway, shall we let our listeners listen?
Yeah, enjoy the show. This is Love Stepping Out by Disco Inferno.
and change things. They're dangerous to know. They fill your tiny head with rubbish. Take you clean away from me. There's not much that I own, but I'd like to think that I own you. Have I ever told you? I only see my face when I look into your eyes. Well, how can I forgive your open legs, which stop me dead in my tracks? Like a fly trap, traps a passing fly. And have you ever noticed how we never ever swallow anybody's lies? God, that makes me strong. And now we've cleared the air. Let's stay to watch the penalties dispatched. Punching women, kicking men. 5-on-1, 1-on-10. These fuckers getting all that they deserve. It's just tricks with mirrors, make them think they're in the right. But we know different, and who's to argue on such a lovely night?
No.
Are you into movies? Well, you're in luck. New student rates at your favorite independent cinemas are starting now. All films at Cinéma Beaubien in Rosemont, Cinéma du Parc in the Plateau, and Cinéma Musée Downtown are $11 for students. Don't miss the best art house films from here and abroad. See you at the movies. Available now at the box office and online. Proof of student status required.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You've already pretended to be a Costigan from South Boston.
Every weekend, Sergeant.
And half the iconic sons of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
How do you get up in the morning and put your pants on? Where do you put the pants on? I'll explain it to you someday. How do you do it? How do you get up? How do you do it?
It's pretty simple, actually. You tune in to CJLO 1690 a.m.
Put your pants on, buddy.
The car's on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine, and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering. And the flags were all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. On fire, all twisted metal stretching upwards, everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream. Or a fever. Thank you.
This is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO with Josh and Owen.
Yeah, how's it going? Thanks for tuning in. We're just going to go over quickly some of the past few tracks that we've played here.
Yeah, we kicked the show off with Disco Inferno's Love Stepping Out and went straight into Psychic TV's amazing track, The Orchids, yeah. Which was followed by Josh's pick.
Yeah, Alberich, I'm not entirely sure. This album, Legalistic Blame, from a really cool, what would be the word? Heavy industrial.
Yeah. Noise. Great label.
It's the album is called NATO Uniformen, and it's out on Hospital Productions. Owen and I were talking about their catalog, and I don't know, I've been going through it a lot recently. That particular album is like 4 hours long, so I've been scraping the surface of it, but very much enjoying it. So check it out if you enjoy it too. Again, that's Alberich, I don't know.
And you're currently hearing The Dead Flag Blues by Godspeed You Black Emperor off their first record, F Sharp, A Sharp Infinity.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I've also been really vibing to this album lately. Has this, very fall kind of sound, you know?
Yeah, Josh described it earlier as decaying Americana, which I thought was pretty apt.
Yeah. Anyway, Godspeed, they're cool. They're coming here in February. I'm thinking about going to go see them.
Yeah, I've never seen them. Maybe it'll be my chance. And up next, we've got the new single from Shit called Corporate-Funded Killing Technology.
Yeah, so we'll cue that up in a little bit. The song is 17 minutes long, but we won't play the whole thing, so don't you worry.
Don't touch that dial.
We woke up one morning and fell a little further down. For sure it's the Valley of Death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
rides a rocking horse. Well, and she rocks, of course, yeah. She's a killer on the scene. Well, she gets paid in cash for selling boutique trash, yeah. She's a killer on the scene. She says, hey, you look a lot like a cowboy boy. She says, hey, you sound a lot like a cowboy. She says, hey, there'll never be a time like now, boy, to take me for a ride. Cause due to Western rule now, Rat Man, I love you. Oh, go get a Tex. Taking texts for someone's fool. So now she scrubs his room in rouge and stale perfume now. Cause you see that's Western rule. She sings, hey, you look a lot like a cowboy. Oh boy. She says, hey, you sound a lot like a cowboy. She says, hey, there'll never be a time like now, boy, to take me for a ride. Woo! Okay. Thank you.
detained!
I said no.
Are you not entertained?
You know what? Maybe I would be Maximus if you played some CJLO 1690 AM. Yeesh, so dramatic.
Yeah.
This is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'm Josh.
And I'm Owen. We're back again just to go over the last few tracks we played.
Yes, sir. So we went with the new shit track. Well, relatively new. I think it came out a month ago. Corporate-funded killing technology. They've since released a new track, a newer track. But yeah, shit out of Toronto. Always awesome. And then we played Movement One by Universal Cell Unlock off of their release, The Power of Misunderstanding, put out on No Rent out of Philadelphia. And then we went into The Ballad of Trixie Silver by David Verner off his album Whiz Kid from 1973, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, breakneck transition.
Yeah.
And then here we just played Rabbit in the Headlights from Uncle off their 98 record Science Fiction. This was a little thrift store grab before the show this afternoon. Uncle's a great project. It's the side project of DJ Shadow and James Lavelle, the founder of Mowax Records, who put the album out. And yeah, that track featured Tom York, as I'm sure you could pick up on.
Yeah, you were saying it sounds like kind of, yeah, like right before Amnesiac.
Yeah.
I guess 98, though, that would have been,
yeah,
before,
been
before
after
it all.
OK or, Computer, before Kid A. But yeah. Definitely kind of, precedes what was to come for that band.
Yeah.
This next song we're going to play is from a group from the 80s from Kitchener, Ontario, called Tribal Earth. The song's called Interaction Reaction, and I recently discovered it as it was reissued by Invisible City out of Toronto. This track is very like DFA Records aligned, kind of funky, a little breaky, new wave electronica from the 80s. It's great. I hope you enjoy this track as much as I've been.
Actually, sorry, I'm just noticing our time. We're going to play an ad first, and then we'll go straight into that track.
It's right? Coming up next.
Yeah, so sit tight.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. It's me, Patricia Petit-Liang, the host of Fatal Attraction. I was just taking a nice, hot bath and listening to CJLO 6090 AM. Listening to CJLO is my favorite thing to do after a long, hard day of work.
That track was Nova Heart by The Spoons, coming out of Burlington, Ontario, circa 1983.
Home place of Owen.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. That was a band my parents loved, and I always thought was lame because my parents loved. And then I heard that song in the wild one day and was like, who is this? Great track.
Yeah.
New wave classic.
Shout out Burlington.
Shout out Burlington.
Yeah, and before that, another Owen pick. That was Interaction / Reaction by Tribal Earth.
From Kitchener.
Yeah, we're big ups to Southern Ontario. yeah, sure. You know, representing. And now I think we're just going to sign off here and go into one last track, a little preview of the interview that Owen has managed to set up with Chanel Beads.
Yeah, we're gonna play out with the track Unifying Thought right now, one of my favorite tracks off their new record, Your Day Will Come, which is out on Jag Jaguar this year, one of my favorites of the year. But next week we're gonna be having a discussion with them here, and they're gonna be curating some tracks for the show. So tune back in next Monday, same time slot, 7 till 8, and get your Chanel Beads fix. And go to the show on Saturday. It's going to be great. It's almost sold out.
Yeah, for sure. You'll see Owen there and possibly myself. We'll see how sleepy I'm feeling. yeah, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for In the Garage up next. And this is Unifying Thought by Chanel Beads.
See you next week.